And on the KSRO live line with us is Sarah Schrader. She is with Sonoma County Americans for Safe Access, that chapter. Good morning, Sarah. Glad to have you with us.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here with you.
So we already knew, most of us, that in order to get medical marijuana, you needed a card for that. You needed a note from your teacher in the form of a note from your doctor to get that and a marijuana card. And now we're talking about folks who are wanting to buy recreational pot legally, getting a pot card too. Why is that?
So the note from the doctor is what makes us legal under California law as medical cannabis patients.
Yeah.
It's known as a recommendation, not a prescription. And the additional card is issued by the State Department of Health. Up until this point, it has been a voluntary program, and it's still voluntary. But right now, there's a lot of incentives for patients to go participate in that program that didn't exist before. You're absolutely correct. For the recreational model, we don't need to go visit a doctor or go get a card. But I am an advocate for medical cannabis patients, so I'm certainly paying attention to the changes that are going to affect patients that are using this for their quality of life.
So let's say we think you've got a great idea there, Sarah. The problem is getting a pot card, right?
The issuance of a recommendation is from the doctor, and as long as you can show you have a medical condition and that you've tried other things, most of the doctors are going to be amenable to letting you try this. Sometimes they'll have a short visitation period where they require you to come back and keep an eye on you, especially if you're a first-time user or a senior citizen, someone that is not going to have a lot of experience with cannabis.
But aren't we talking about having a card for recreational purchases or no?
That is not necessary,
okay.
Nor is it required. Patients are required to go visit a doctor and are not required to get a card. That's still voluntary. And if you are not a patient, if you are an adult over the age of 21 and you live in a city or area where there is recreational access, an identification is sufficient in order to make a purchase.
Okay. So do you have any information, Sarah, about how it's going so far in terms of pot being legalized in California and here in Sonoma County?
What I'm hearing from the retail facilities is that the majority of the new customers are senior citizens. I think a lot of people fear breaking the law and going outside of any gray area that existed. And so while a lot of people have heard good feedback about using CBD or non-psychoactive products, now that they don't feel like they're breaking any law, they're willing to experiment a little bit more and come in and try that.
Well, don't you think it's also baby boomers who are frankly used to smoking pot, even though there may have been decades between then and now?
I think that the experience that they're having as medical patients or later on in life is much different than the experience they had younger. When I talk to my mother's friends that are in their 70s,
right,
they're not looking for a psychoactive experience, which might have been the chase when they were young. They're looking for arthritis and pain relief. They're looking for ways to help them sleep. You know, as we get older, we have more and more conditions that we're looking for ways to alleviate those symptoms.
Ain't it the truth?
But you're simply saying if you're at a doctor and your doctor says, hey, maybe marijuana would help with your symptoms, I'm going to give you a card. But if you're the average person and you're like, wow, marijuana is all the craze in California, you would just go to a dispensary because you can now and try marijuana for the first time. There would be no real reason to go get a card.
The reason why I think it's important to go get a card is because for someone that's using cannabis for the first time, it's important to have guidance and feedback on what might be helpful for them. I've been a cannabis user for a long time for my fibromyalgia symptoms, but not until I visited a doctor did they bring to my attention all of the ways I could be using cannabis as preventative dosaging. I've always used it to feel better and used it kind of as my antidepressant for my pain conditions. I didn't realize that I should be dosing myself regularly throughout the day in non-psychoactive form so I can think about things like cancer prevention. My father passed away from cancer, so it makes sense that I look at the long-term and larger aspect of my health and get guidance from a professional in order to use this product.
Might that be one of the interesting offshoots of recreational pot being legalized, Sarah, that some of the people that are taking advantage of that are also finding out, hey, wait a minute, all of a sudden I feel better about this or that condition?
I didn't realize how much I was using it as an antidepressant until I participated in a study that was only CBD. And it was at that point that I realized that this was actually making me feel better every day. I think that a lot of us are experimenting as guinea pigs because we don't have the research available yet to know which strains or varietals are going to be good for appetite or AIDS wasting syndrome. And until that research is developed, and I'm going to remind us that it's a very slow process in the United States, we're depending on that research to happen internationally right now. And we're a few years away from really understanding the medical benefit of this.
Well, there's a lot still to know as we sort of wade through the legalization process and also what may very well be increased research into the medical benefits of marijuana.